This is a Hoff Studios podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the final episode of season one of Making It a Manhattan. As we get ready for the new year ahead, I thought there was no better way to wrap up the season than with a new year prep episode. I honestly can't believe that this year is already over. I feel like it just started, but I thought that it would be really great to talk about mood boarding, vision boarding, manifesting, setting goals for the new year, how I've done it in the past, what's worked for me, so you guys can take some of my tips and tricks and apply them as you walk into 2024. So let's get started. So first of all, there is so much pressure around New Year's and New Year's Eve. I honestly dread it sometimes, even though I love wearing sparkles. So like, first of all, New Year's Eve is like my holiday. If you guys are watching the video, I'm wearing a long sparkly silver sequin gown and a tulle yellow boa. So New Year's Eve fashion is not lost on me. Like, I'm ready to go all out. But the actual act of New Year's and like prepping and setting resolutions and all of that, and everyone on social media writing out their lists and talking about all they've accomplished, like, there's a lot of pressure surrounding it. And if you're ending the year maybe not feeling like it was your most successful year, which is totally okay, like, we all have ups and downs, like, social media just adds to the pressure of it all. So, like, you gotta do what's right for you. Like, there's gonna be a lot of noise, a lot of outside voices telling you, well, start a diet at the beginning of the new year, like, start working out every single day and hitting the gym. I think I've heard a statistic online, like, January 1st, like, the most people's, like, sign up for, like, gym membership subscriptions. And I'm telling you, like, forget all of that. Don't do any of that. Like, you need to do what feels right for you, for your body, for your mental health. You don't need to listen to other people's, you know, I don't know, this in these three tips, this will change your whole life. Nothing is one size fits all, especially when it comes to the new year and setting goals and, you know, forming your dream life, as I want to say it. So what works for me, I like to sit down at the end of every year and at the beginning of the new year. So I usually, honestly, my favorite time to do it is this week, while you're listening to this. It's the week between Christmas and New Year's. That is my all-time favorite week of the entire year because no one's working. Like, literally everyone's home binge watching a new season of something, because Netflix and Hulu always does a good job. They drop something really good in that week. So I always, you know, everyone's home and they're not doing much. So that's the time where I'm like, okay, I'm going to use this week and time during this week to really like set goals for the year ahead, create my vision boards, and also sit down and, you know, go over what the past year did for me. So what I do is I'll take out my list from the past year, 2023's list, and I'll look at it. And be kind to yourself. Like, I know for a fact I have not accomplished everything on my list this year. And some of the things are just like completely out of reach, because that's what manifesting is all about. So like, I write down like absurd things on these lists that I'm trying to manifest. And so like, yeah, some things happen, and then some things didn't happen, and that's okay. Like, these lists of goals that I create and that I feel like you should create too are like gonna always evolve. They're gonna grow with you over time. Like, attending the Met Gala, like, that will be on my list forever until I'm however old and if I get to attend. If, I mean, when. That's what manifesting is all about. When I get to attend. So go through the list. Look at what you did accomplish and be proud of yourself. Even if you only accomplished one or two things on the list, like, that's okay. You gotta aim big to be big. So those some things are maybe like featured in Vogue and like that didn't happen this year. Like, that's okay. It could happen 2 years from now. It could happen a year from now. It could happen 3 months from now and I have no idea. Like, that's the power of the universe and how this works is like, you never know what's ahead, but if you are manifesting and putting out good intentions and good vibes and good energy, like, anything could come your way. And so I think as we start this new year ahead, more than anything, I really want you to sit down in this week and shift your mindset more than anything. Like, I want you to walk into 2024 telling yourself anything is possible. When I tell you to write down a list of goals, make them crazy goals. Like, yeah, some goals could just be like, land one brand deal this year, which is totally doable for you. But another goal could be like, I don't know, again, I want to be featured in Vogue. I want to make $1 million. I want to be featured in a billboard in Times Square. Like, make these goals larger than life. Because that's the only way that you're gonna get there is you need to believe in your heart of hearts that no matter what, might not happen in 365 days, but give me a little bit more time and these goals will happen. So I sit down, I go through all of them. Then you have to get really, really clear on your big goals because that's like how this list works. It's like magic. So it needs to be written in a sense of, I am going to do this, not I want to do this. So I want to be featured in Vogue. No, that's not how you manifest. You need to write down, I am going to be featured in Vogue. I am going to attend the Met Gala. That's how these magic little lists work. Because essentially, like, I truly believe that we can make like literally anything happen in our lives. Like, when I got my book deal, I was just walking around New York, 25 years old, had no connections to publishing, but was saying in my head and in my heart, I am going to get a book deal. I am going to get a book deal. Like, then you obviously have to actively work towards these goals. But if you are uber, uber specific about what you want and then you're saying it into the universe, like, the universe is listening. So it needs to be really, really clear and specific. So get really, really clear on your big goals. Then see where you're at from last year and see what you want to then bring into this year's list of goals. So, like, there might be things where you're like, you know what? I've grown, I've evolved, I've changed. I'm not really into that anymore. Like, I'm going to leave that on the 2023 list. But, oh, this, you know, I still want to do this. So I'm going to bring this into the 2024 list. So take some goals, rewrite them down onto the new list and start a new list. Like, blank piece of paper, new notebook, first page kind of vibes. And again, set yourself up for success. Have a mix of like big and small goals. So if all the goals you write down are like so huge, which is good, we want big goals, write down like, I'd say like half are really big and then half you're like, this is definitely achievable. Like, I want to reach 10K on TikTok this year, whatever it might be. And that's doable. You can do that. So like, be like diligent in being honest with yourself. Like, some are absolutely outrageous. I want to model in a Gucci campaign. Like, for me, that's an outrageous goal, but I will write it down. But then I want to maybe just like be invited to a Gucci event in New York sometime, a little bit more doable. Have both. So you set yourself up for success and then you're able to celebrate the little wins, because I think that's something in life that, again, social media has like desensitized us a bit to the idea of, well, you know, maybe you just had this brand deal, but you weren't featured on a billboard. So like, there's always like someone doing something great and flashy and sparkly and amazing. So it almost like diminishes your success and what you're working on and what you're doing. So sometimes it makes you feel like you're not good enough. But I really think we need to sit back and we need to celebrate the little wins in our lives. So like, if you're looking at your list and like you only accomplished three of those goals, be so proud of yourself, because every year is like, I don't know, a formative year. You're only getting bigger and better. You're only learning more. You're making mistakes. Like, three is more than none. And so that's something I want you to remember. Three is more than zero. And something that I always also want you to think about when you're making these like lists is make goals, not resolutions, because you don't need to like change anything about yourself. I think the word resolution has this negative connotation to it of like, my New Year's resolution is gonna be to lose 10 pounds, like something that's like not healthy usually. Like, I'm gonna work out every single day, and then if I don't work out, like, then I feel bad about myself. You know what I mean? I feel like with resolutions, it's like, well, if I don't do what I made my resolution, then I failed, and then I'm a failure, and then I don't feel good about myself. So I'm setting you guys up for success. I want you to love yourself, first of all. Like, mental health for me is like the most important thing of it all. And to be honest, I had a really tough year with mental health, like coming off like a very, very big high of like my wedding and getting married, though that was technically in 2022. It was like towards the holidays and stuff. So like, it feels like it was all 1 year. Coming off of something so big and then having to like dive back into like everyday life and everyday tasks. And then like, you know, for the past year before that, I always had the wedding on the horizon. So when, you know, people like to make small talk, and though they don't mean anything harmful of it, being like, oh, so what do you have coming up? What big projects are you working on? This, that, and the other. It's just like a conversational thing people do a lot in the industry. But when I had the wedding coming up, like, that was just like a fail-safe thing. I could be like, oh, well, like, my wedding's coming up, I'm getting married, and then people instantly like think you're fabulous and like want to talk to you about your wedding. So when that was no longer around, though I hated the wedding planning, as I mentioned, and never want to do it again, I no longer had that as like a safety net. And so then it's like, okay, well, am I not doing enough? Am I not good enough? And I really several times this year fell into like really, really hard downward spirals where I was like depressed and anxious and like some of like the worst I've ever been, just because I was like feeling the comparison game and I was feeling like so not good enough and like, you know, no one wants to hear from me. Like, I was like getting so into my head on like those thoughts. And it was really Dave, like, being by my side, being like, you're wrong. Like, everyone loves you. Like, everyone loves your style. Like, you have something to say. So with that being said, like, more than anything, like, take that week leading you from 2023 to 2024. It's like a little bridge of a week to focus on you, focus on your mental health. Also, I think, I didn't even write this down, but I think we also need to make a list of, like, things that serve me and things that don't serve me. So, like, I want you to also go into the new year, like, crossing off people or things that don't make you feel good. Like, do you ever have a lunch with somebody and you leave and you feel so empowered and inspired, but then you have a lunch with somebody else and you leave feeling like absolute shit? You're like, wow, that person really made me feel terrible. So I think with that being said, like, you need to surround yourself with the right people, like, loving people who care about you and want to see you succeed. Because there's always going to be fake friends in this industry, let's be real. There's always going to be people who like act like they're rooting for you, but they're not really rooting for you. So as you make your goal list, also make lists of things that serve you and make you feel good. So like, maybe it's time with a certain friend. Maybe it's like solo dates where you're going to your, I love eating alone, by the way, like going to a restaurant just by yourself with your favorite book or magazine and just like chilling and relaxing and having you time, like whatever it might be. Everyone has things that like fulfill them and make them feel good. And so do more of those things. do more of the things that make you feel good and less of the things that make you feel bad. And so with that being said, goals, not resolutions, because we don't want things that are like harping on our shoulder and like looking down at us being like, you didn't do this, you failed. So the goals are there to support you and to give you something to look forward to and be excited about. So how I'm preparing for 2024, I really want to talk about vision boarding, my favorite thing. So how to make a vision board slash mood board. Like I kind of call it both because, and you can even make two, because I feel like a vision board is like almost taking the list of goals that you wrote down, like your manifestation list, and then making it into a visual. So say you want to work with Gucci, you want to go to the Met Gala, you want to go to Paris Fashion Week, you want to make $1 million. Like that's what your vision board's all about. And you're going to make that into like a visual board that you can look at every day and remind yourself of the goals. And then I feel like a mood board is a little bit of like, well, what do you want the mood of the next year to be? Like, are we taking more risks with fashion? Are we a color girly this year? Are we a sequin girly? Are we a minimalist girly? Hey, that's okay too. Though it's not for me, I'm up for people just finding what they love. So what do you want the mood to be? Are we, you know, drinking martinis? Are we wearing lots of jewelry? Are we, I feel like it's like a vibe board almost. Like how do you want the vibe of your life to feel this year? So anyway, whether you want to make one board, two boards, whatever, how I did it last year was I went to Michael's and I bought like little like white cardboard squares. They were like, you know, decently sized, medium sized. If you want to make a really big one, make a really big one. I wanted one that was like a medium size so that I could keep it in my closet and look at it, but it also wasn't like distracting and like took up too much space. But if you're like, hey, I want to make one that I can hang on my full wall, go for it. So go to Michael's, buy like cardstock, buy a big board. I'm sure you probably have scissors at home. And then buy like an old-fashioned glue stick. I know that like I don't use glue sticks ever, except this one time of year. Like I don't think I had even, like until I started vision boarding and mood boarding, I don't think I had used a glue stick since I was probably like in middle school. Like I bought like the one that's purple, like the glue is purple. That's the one I'm talking about, guys. Like tap into your childhood roots, get crafty. So once you buy like the supplies, then what you're gonna need is old magazines. So for me, I love magazines. I love buying magazines. If you don't have any, you can go buy some. So you're gonna be buying these magazines with the pure intent of cutting them up. So maybe read through it first. If you're buying like the newest Vogue, give yourself some inspiration before you cut it up. So get a couple different magazines. I'd be like, get a Vogue, get a Marie Claire. I don't know, like get like a different Architectural Digest, like a mix of magazines. So it's not like just fashion. Like Architectural Digest is nice because maybe you're also like vision boarding for like what you want the interior of your dream house to look like one day. Okay, so then you literally spend as many hours as you want, put on your favorite show, throw on Sex and the City, throw on Emily in Paris, get a glass of wine, and even do it with a friend. If you have a friend who like is your BFF and you guys really support each other and they're like a good, genuine friend, do the mood boards together or vision boards together. So then spend hours going through, and how I do it first is I'll rip out all the pages I want, which again, like I'm just like tearing up these gorgeous magazines, but I'll like spend time and I'll rip out the pages I want. And then I'll go through and I'll cut out, you know, all the pictures I want. I'll cut out the brand names of brands I really want to work with. I'll cut out looks. I'll cut out, you know, anything. Food, cities, beautiful things. Words are great. Like if in the magazines there's just like for some reason a random word that says like fearless, powerful, anything that's going to inspire you. And when you look at it, because during the year, like, you're going to have times where you forget about this week, right? This is our sacred week that I'm talking about, where you work towards what you want your year to be like. But come, like, mid-March, you're having a dark time. You're forgetting about this episode and what we talked about and you're having a downward spiral like I've had, and I want you to pick up that board and look at it, and the first thing that'll jump out at you is probably a word. So if you see a fearless, a powerful, you know, anything is possible kind of vibe, like, it'll just help bring you back to this moment and to that moment when you made the board and believed and still believe that really anything is possible. So take the time, cut it all out, really be thoughtful about how you're laying it out. I love doing these mood board and vision boards. They're literally like so therapeutic and so fun. And then I also wanted to talk about, you know, on top of the vision board. So now you cut out everything, glue it up, and you have that. And so now I've also talked about like my writing out the lists of goals and manifestations. So manifesting is really, really important. And if you're new to manifesting and haven't really done it before, I'm telling you, 2024 is your year. Let's manifest your dream life. So how manifesting in my mind works, because it's different for everyone. Something might work for you that doesn't work for somebody else, but with manifesting, you have to write it down. You have to write it down in ink, so you can't write it down in a pencil. You have to write it down in ink because ink is forever and cannot be changed, and it's so like it's sealing in the goal, in the dream, in the wish. And you're going to write at the top like 2024 manifestations, goals, dreams, wishes. And then, like I mentioned, you need to be uber specific when you're writing these down in ink, which I know this sounds like I'm like being so serious, but you need to be very specific. So I am going to do this. I will do this. I am going to move here, whatever it might be, so that the universe knows like exactly what you are asking for and exactly what you want. Then you need to constantly like repeat these goals and essentially like remind yourself of them. So it could be going back to the list once a week and like reading through the list. It could be just like you maybe you remember like the most important one in your mind. So as you're like going about your day, you're just like repeating it in your mind constantly. Like that's what I did with my book deal. I literally just constantly would repeat in my mind as I'd like say I was going on like a 20-minute walk to my next meeting. I would walk and I would just repeat it in my mind, which sounds kind of obsessive and crazy, but manifesting, the whole point of it is like you have to believe it with your entire whole heart that it is going to happen. Like this are no ifs, ands, or buts. Like you are going to do this. That's what manifesting is about. And then you essentially have to work toward it as well. So like if I write down, I'm going to make $1 million and then I don't want to work at all, like money isn't just gonna like come find you. That's not how this works. So you're like, I want to work with Gucci, or I am going to work with Gucci, I am going to attend the Met Gala. So then you need to like put in work to get towards that goal. So for example, the $1 million one, well now how am I going to make $1 million? Like what is my business plan? What is this item I'm going to invent? What is it? And then I'm going to actively work towards doing it while keeping the goal in my mind, because that's what manifesting is about. Like, yes, you want to just believe it's going to happen, but you also need to work for it. There's like a story that I will never forget. And if you're into manifesting or like The Secret, if you've ever heard of The Secret is essentially like manifesting your life. But Jim Carrey is like very big on The Secret and on manifesting. The Secret's a book and it essentially like you could read it, but it's like about manifesting and essentially like believing in what's gonna happen. So anyway, he was first starting out in his career. We all know who Jim Carrey is. He's like a super successful actor and comedian. He was the Grinch. He was like in a million different things. Anywho, he's starting out in his career and he's like getting tons of rejections and like has no money and is like literally like about to give up. And so he writes himself a check for a certain amount of money and he folds it up and he puts it in his wallet and he says to himself, I am going to make this money in 1 year from today. Okay. So then he manifested it. He said it. He wrote down the check, folded it up, put it in his wallet. He then, for the next year, proceeded to go on auditions, like, as an actor. And he was like, if it doesn't work, like, after this 1 year, I'm done. actively went on auditions, still getting rejected, still happening, you know, not giving up though, because he's remembering it. He'd take out the check. It's all crinkled up. It's folded. The seam where it's folded is like getting, you know what I'm talking about? Like it's been folded for a while. It's like, you know, a thin check. A check is so thin. So finally, he books his first movie. And when he gets the offer letter, which is essentially his first movie was the one that like set him up for his whole career. The amount that he's offered for the movie is the exact amount that he had written down on this check. And I've read about this several times. I've looked it up. You guys probably think I'm making it up. Go look it up. The Jim Carrey secret manifesting story. And so, and I didn't even tell you this. The day he got the offer letter was a year since he folded up the check. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying. I can't make this stuff up. So with that being said, you're like, oh, it doesn't work, Caroline, blah, blah, blah. I truly, truly believe that it can work when you are in the right mindset and you fully believe it and you're working toward it. So don't give up. Like, keep working toward it. If 2023 wasn't your year, that's okay. Like, you're about to literally turn the page on a whole new chapter of your life. So get ready, get excited. Tune out the noise of other people telling you you're not enough, you're not good enough, this, that, and the other. You are doing everything you're meant to be. Like, I truly believe, like, to a certain extent, like, our lives are predestined and we're, like, following the footsteps of where we're meant to go. But I do believe that there are several paths we can take. Like, there's one path, but then if you turn right on one corner and left on another corner, the timeline opens up into different paths. I know this sounds so crazy, but I really believe it. Like, I think most of our lives are predestined, but there's many different paths we could all take. And so if you're ever getting like a deja vu moment or you feel like you've been here, it's because you're meant to be there. It's because your life is leading you in that direction. And so when I'm on the podcast saying corny things like, everything happens for a reason, it's because I fully, truly do, honestly, in my heart, believe that everything does happen for a reason. If you get really bad news, you get rejected from a dream job, something doesn't work out, it's supposed to be that way. Like, you weren't supposed to get that. You were supposed to get rejected from that. Something else is coming, and this is leading you toward something just bigger and better, ultimately. And, you know, that's what's happening as we get into the new year. Like, it really is a magical time, but it can be very hard when you're online looking at especially just wait. This is the week everyone's posting 2023 recap, and like, they're only posting the good stuff though. They're posting the highlights, they're posting the trips, they're posting the this, that, and the other, but they're not posting the times they were crying alone in their room at midnight, or the times where they were so unsure about what the next step in their journey was. The time when they got rejected from something. Maybe someone went through a breakup in silence this year. Like, all these recaps, get ready for it, guys. They're going to be flooding your feed in a few, you know, days. And I'm guilty of it. I'm probably going to post one too on TikTok. But I'll probably post, like, my favorite outfits or something of the year. Because 2023 wasn't all rainbows and butterflies for me. It was hard, and it was a big transitional year of me figuring out, like, okay, I'm 30 now. Like, what do I want to do with my life? Where do I see myself in 5 to 10 years from now? And really honing in and focusing in on the steps that I want to take to get there. Because it doesn't just happen overnight. You need to work towards it, no matter how much we manifest, which I believe it works. You gotta still put in the work, and you gotta connect with the right people, surround yourself with the right people, be in the right rooms at the right times, and everything will ultimately work out the way it's supposed to work out. But my biggest tips as you're getting ready, prepping, vision boarding, mood boarding, writing down those goals in ink, as I said, and manifesting, believing, and working towards them is so, so important. So I quickly mentioned this, but my Making It in Manhattan tip for our New Year's episode is, don't be discouraged if 2023 wasn't all you wanted it to be. Social media glamorizes everything. So though you might feel like, oh my goodness, everyone had a great year but me, no, that's not the case. This year also flew by. I feel like I kept seeing people post on social media like, we're already X amount of months into the year, like, get down and buckle down and focus. I'm like, how? Like, where did this year go? This year went by in literally the blink of an eye. But just because one year wasn't so great, it doesn't mean that the next year is not going to be great. Really, like, more than anything, switch your mindset, get into a really, really positive mindset, and then give yourself grace. Like, if on January 1st you have a bad day, like, something happens and it's just not the best of days, that's okay. That doesn't dictate how the entire year is going to be. January 2nd isn't a great day. 3rd, 4th, maybe that whole week is just like not great. That is okay. Like, give yourself grace, give yourself time to like get the momentum, get the footing onto the year, and look back at that vision board and remind yourself that you're a badass and everything will work out and everything will be okay and everything will happen when it's meant to happen. And then my Making It a Manhattan question of the week is, how do you stay motivated to continue working toward your goals after the new year hype has died down after the first month or so? That's a great question, and that's why I do not do the resolutions, because I feel like resolutions just set you up for failure. You, for the first week, for the first month, are like going to the gym every day, and then you fall off and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm a failure. But that's not the case. Like, you have a whole year to work on the habits and develop habits and develop, you know, a life you want to live. So with that being said, how do I stay motivated? You know, I feel like for me, it's like, there's usually one or two like really big goals that I think of, and I kind of hold them in my heart. And those are the ones that I'm like constantly repeating, constantly trying to manifest, and constantly trying to remind myself of. So I'll keep like one or two goals like in the back of my head, in my heart, and I'll repeat them constantly. And those are the ones that like kind of keep me looking forward and keep pushing forward to the next thing. And also it's exciting too, because what I don't think I mentioned is, so you write this list, right? Then you close the book. Well, you should go back like every month and revisit the list and look at it and remind yourself, okay, where are we at? How are we doing? Okay, you know, I didn't have a really great year or great month on TikTok maybe. Okay, but my goal is this for the year. Okay, like, let's refocus. How can we focus on TikTok and get it a little bit more, this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. So I think refocusing and revisiting that list, that manifestation list, often is very, very important. So you see your goals written out right in front of you. And then I personally also always stay motivated, like when I meet up with a friend or like someone I admire or a mentor, like having those really great career conversations, those really inspire me and push me to like be the best that I can be and to stay focused on my goals. But we all fall off the bandwagon from time to time, and that's okay. Like, don't get discouraged or be down on yourself if like, yeah, if you have a month where you're like, this wasn't the most successful month, I really didn't accomplish anything on my list, like, that's okay. Keep working, keep growing, and revisit that list. Look at your mood board from time to time. Like, that is the best way to just, like, remind yourself of what you're trying to do. Like, what the bigger picture is to all of this, to your life, to what all of your end goals are. And you can write things on your manifestation list that aren't just for a year's time. They can be 5 years down the road. They can be things that you're just like, this is just a life goal. This is a life manifestation. So there are no limits to the list. So essentially, staying motivated, looking back at the list, reminding yourself, and just like not losing sight of the bigger picture. And that's a wrap on season one of Making It a Manhattan. I just wanted to take a little minute to really, really thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart for tuning in each week and listening to me. podcasting and launching Making It in Manhattan was definitely a manifestation and goal of mine, and something that I'd been wanting to work on for a while. So it was all so new to me. I've been doing social media and Instagram and taking photos and making videos for a while. So podcasting was an entirely new medium for me to explore. So I just want to thank you all so much for being here and supporting me and just rooting me on as I kind of dipped my toe into an entirely new project. And as I've said before, I'm Making It in Manhattan. Like, you need to do something to push yourself outside of your comfort zone and something that makes you scared at all times. If 3 years ago I told myself I was sitting down and recording 30-minute long chats with you guys by myself on video and audio, I would have thought you were out of your mind, because I would have thought, I don't think I can sit down and talk for an hour, or no one's going to listen, or I have nothing to say. But your guys' support and love and encouragement has just meant so, so much to me as I've explored all of this. So thank you so much. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Making It in Manhattan, so you can stay up to date on everything going on and, you know, everything happening in my crazy colorful world until season 2. And happy new year. I will see you guys very soon.